Podcast Network.
Now, Tony, you announced last week or 2 weeks ago that you're expecting, well, your wife is expecting, your first child in 2016. Here's something to look forward to. Today, I could not get my two-year-old dressed. He would not put on pants. He would not put on anything. So eventually, I just gave up and said, wear whatever you want to wear today. I have to go to my office and pick something up. So today, I drove into my office with my two-year-old dressed in a full gorilla suit from Halloween. And the backpack.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago. From uncharted regions of the universe.
Right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we'd better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Another week, another episode of Radio for Winners. Jeremy, Tony, Cherokee, Don.
That was
first show of 2016.
I got a couple looks. I'm not going to lie to you. I got a couple looks.
That was the shortest intro of in show history.
It's the shortest intro of 2016, to be sure.
Happy 2016.
Yeah, well, this is our first formal show of the New Year since our last show aired on New Year's Eve. This is the first show of 2016. And I'm going to tell you guys, I had a wonderful New Year's Eve. How about you guys?
No.
No, you did not. Tony, did you not have a good New Year's Eve? You always have a great time.
I was in bed by 9:45.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I got up early the next day.
I'm going to be honest. It sounds like a great New Year's Eve.
I shaved.
That was your New Year's Eve.
Yeah, well, yeah, New Year's Day.
Shaved and I smoked a pack of cigarettes.
I said, I'm only quitting for 2 years. Coming back strong.
Decided it's not worth quitting. Everything else I've done since I quit smoking was terrible.
I tell you, I can see your breath here in the Beat Lab. It's pretty cold
it's
out
a little
here.
Cold. Cold.
But my New Year's Eve, it was very small. I actually got I felt bad. I got a text from our friend Modé, and we didn't do a big party this year. It was just essentially Val's friends from high school and Coach Nick came over. That was it. We just didn't do a big party. So it was just the kids running around the basement. I actually sat inside with the baby most of the evening. My highlight of the evening was, I was walking outside just to make sure everybody got into their car okay and say goodbye to people. And apparently there was a party up the street with a bunch of teenagers. So we didn't have that in years past. Apparently somebody had a huge, huge party, a bunch of teenagers let out. And here comes like 15 teenagers just walking down the street. So they're like staggered a bit. Here comes some guy down the street, and there's nobody in front of them. The other group, they're gone to another house. He sees me in the driveway as I'm saying goodbye to somebody. He's like, hey, is that Brandon? I'm going to go kick his ass. Let's go kick his ass.
To you?
To me. So
you get your ass kicked on New Year's Eve by 15-year-olds.
So this kid comes like barreling down the road and realizes that I'm an adult.
Not Brandon.
Not Brandon. He goes, oh, sorry, sir. I apologize for that. To which I felt shitty, number one, that I'm now the adult in this situation and not, like, pulling you off of a guy, like, running down the street, like, trying to kick their ass, because I think I've done that before.
It's been a long time.
Boy Scouts, Richmond. Anyway, the guy
I don't think I was trying to kick their ass at all.
No, there was, yeah, no. you don't think.
I still don't know.
Anyway, the kid goes, I think we need to go back to the house, and turns around and steps in, like, a puddle, but it was, like, it wasn't just a puddle, it was, like a hole, and it, like, went up to essentially right below his kneecap, so now he's walking back up the street, and, like, his leg is just, like, covered in mud and water, and he's just, like, limping
back.
We got
to get back in your house.
Yeah.
To screw all your carpets up.
Yeah. So, that was essentially my New Year's Eve. Not very exciting, except for that kid, Brandon. That guy got his ass kicked.
At some point, Brandon had a rough New Year's Eve. I had played that show in Baltimore I talked about with the Dead Kennedys cover band. And then the last band of the night was a Devo cover band. Absolutely amazing. The Devoids. If you have a chance in Baltimore, it's not a band I'm in, so I'm not pimping my own band. This is a different band.
What are their names?
The Devoids.
The Devoids?
Devoids.
Devoid.
Because it's for Devo.
Ah.
They were amazing. It was incredible. And that I did not drink because, again, I swiped the side of my car the day before the year started. So I didn't want to get pulled over thinking that I had hit a car on the way home or something. So I didn't have a thing to drink. I had a sip of champagne at midnight that I gave the rest away.
Now, how many times did the Devoids play Crack That Whip?
They only played Whip It one time. You don't play it every time.
What is
they open it and they close it.
What? See, this is where maybe my history of music doesn't go as far back.
They're from the 70s.
I'm sorry. Did Devo have any other hit songs besides
that
Whip
big
It?
Hit. That was their big hit. They had many other songs.
Can you give me one?
Beautiful World.
I'm sorry.
Perhaps it's going to end the show tonight, Don. You'll hear it. It's a wonderful song.
Okay.
Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
That was them. They had an amazing cover of that.
I didn't know that they did that song. That
sounds
is
very
higher.
Different than Whip It. Very different.
Cover of Van Halen.
Wow, didn't know.
But I will say, after New Year's, which was great, I was sober. I enjoyed the band. I got home no problems. It was a great time. Went to sleep, got up in the morning. After that, 2016, kind of a trash fire. Kind of a horrible year so far. We're not far into it. We're a week in. I went to New York for the weekend after New Year's. We did our family Christmas for my wife's sisters. And that was an okay time. I had fun. Except that my four-year-old had a full-blown asthma attack.
Oh.
Never had one before.
Wow.
Saturday night in New York City, we did not have any of his medication because he's never needed it. So he had to go to a hospital at 2 in the morning.
Wait a minute. You said he's never had one before. Why didn't he have medication?
He has some medications because they were worried he might be asthmatic, but he's never had an attack.
Jeremy.
Yeah, it was awful. He woke up, couldn't breathe. It was exciting.
Oh.
I'd also have many, many beers that night at home, so I couldn't do anything to help him other than go, that's not so good. Thankfully, my wife got home, and she took him to the hospital. I went to sleep. But he's okay. He's fine. But anyway, so they gave us a prescription. She went to go fill the prescription. Our insurance wouldn't cover it, so we had to pay out of pocket like $100 for an inhaler. So that made my wife angry. So the whole drive home, she's furious. There was some family drama I'm not going to talk about, except that just know it made the rest of the trip and the last couple days awful.
Wow.
Just awful. Nothing about my direct family, but still family drama that affects my family. Miserable. And then today.
I want Steve Harvey to announce who the Father of the Year is and call somebody. Sorry. It's Jeremy, Father of the Year.
His son had an asthma attack. He got drunk and went to sleep.
Listening to a Devo cover band.
Listening to a Devo cover band that he loved so much the day before.
Crack that whip.
So then I had to go to, I work from home 2 days a week, but my office uses those little key fobs with like the numbers on them, so you have to type in a key code to get it every time.
Did your battery die?
No, I lost it. I lost it somewhere in between working and not working in the office. So I could not work at all for a day and a half. I had to drive into the office with a child dressed like a gorilla to get a new key fob. I get home. I'm like, fine, I haven't worked in a day and a half because I left my key thing in and lost my key thing. I had to get a new one. I go downstairs, start doing work, and all of a sudden I hear like the kids have turned the bathtub on. Like, you know, if you're in the basement, you can hear water running through everything.
Yeah.
So I was like, they turned the bathtub on. But then I was like, wait a minute, they're both right here with me, which means the bathtub's been on for hours.
Ah.
So I run upstairs. No, none of the bathtubs are on. Nothing is on at all. But I can still hear this sound. So this is my time to tell everyone listening, make sure to winterize your house. Make sure to turn off your outside faucets, shut off the water to them, and run them out so that there's no chance they can freeze the pipes
because
and have it shoot all over the inside of your house. Causing you to call a plumber and pay $200 for him to cut a giant hole in the wall, replace some of your pipe, and go, hopefully you won't have a big mold problem, and leave. Pretty great. Very exciting time so far in 2016. I'm loving everything about it.
Man, I bet you wish your name was Brandon.
I could just get my ass kicked on New Year's Eve, gotten it over with. Instead, it's going to be a long year-long it's going to be a schlong. It's going to be a long year-long ass kicking. I can tell 2016 is going to be great.
At least it's not going to be a long 2016 of ass licking.
That would be probably bad.
Are you all right with the house and the drywall? Or
it's not so wet that you can push your fingers through it, and it's only damp on the inside. So I've got two fans running on it. I have a dehumidifier in the car right now. I'm going to go and put on it when I get home, and we'll see if I have horrible mold when I check in next week from the hospital.
Do you need Don the Toolman Taylor to come over to your house here and help you out with some drywall?
I've got someone to help me out with the drywall. That'll be covered.
All right.
And I also want them to make sure the drywall behind it, like underneath it, is not moldy.
What do you mean by that?
Like the pipe is in like halfway up the wall, so underneath is where all the water would go down into the drywall. I'll make sure down there, not moldy.
Why don't you just cut out that whole section of drywall?
Well, I could, but if I don't have to replace that whole section of drywall, why would you?
Just to do it? Be a man?
Well, I'm not a man, clearly.
I mean, you got an opportunity here, Jeremy, to swap out some drywall. You always swap out.
This is
going to
be my year. I can feel it so far. It's going
to
be it.
Well, you're not alone. I had a rough weekend as well. Actually, not so much me, but my wife had a rough weekend. She's been experiencing some tooth pain in the past week or so. So it kind of went away, and then all of a sudden it came back New Year's Day. She's in agony. So we get up to the D.C. area. We're visiting family for the weekend. She decides that she has to go to a dentist. Can't wait to get till we got back to North Carolina. Pain is too severe. And I'm not sure if you guys realize this or know this, but if you're pregnant, dentist will not give you anything.
Yes.
In terms of numbing that pain.
No.
So you have to go through any kind of experience without any kind of really with limited numbing. Mm. And she had to get a root canal.
Oh, my God.
Is your dentist open on Saturdays? Because mine here in Asheville, North Carolina, not open.
Mine is not open on Saturdays.
Not mine either.
We did.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I apologize. Mine is open on Saturdays. You know why I know mine is open on Saturdays? Because that's when my wife books the appointments.
Of course.
You know why she books the appointments on Saturdays?
So you can take the kids.
That's exactly right. Sorry. I digress. I apologize.
Well, we found one in McLean, Virginia. And they were super Chinese.
What?
Not just a touch
what?
Chinese.
Oh, no.
Super Chinese.
They were super Chinese.
Now, wait a minute. Are they now?
I don't know if that's offensive. I don't know what that means.
Because I wanted to clarify. Now, are they literally from China, or are you just generalizing all Asian people as Chinese people?
They were definitely from China.
Okay.
Because their bio had them from China.
Okay.
And they were, there was a language barrier. I'm not sure if they understood what procedure needed to be done. However, they did not give my wife any kind of, they give a very little numbing of the gums before they decided to jab needles into her mouth.
Good.
So she's screaming. I hear her in the lobby, the waiting room, her screaming. And people are looking at each other like, what? What is going on?
Oh my God!
And when it was very hard to. They tried calling, of course, her doctor, but it was a weekend, so her doctor wasn't in. So they don't give her any kind of numbing agent at all. They send her on her way.
Oh my God!
She's got swelling.
Oh.
We have to go back Monday to finish
God.
The root canal.
Oh.
We get there, and it's a similar experience, except for this time she's like, get my husband. I'm not going through this alone. So this woman comes out. She's like, Tony, you'll come back. That's a bad Chinese impression.
That was spot on. I understood everything.
It was actually completely accurate. That's the sad part. So
they weren't
she
Chinese at all.
Comes
she
and
has
grabs
a speech
me. Pulls me into the room, and then like I have to sit there. And I'm basically holding my wife's hand while they do the exact same thing, except for they had to slash her gums this time.
Oh my God!
To get rid of the abscess.
Stop
that was
it!
There.
Oh my God!
And then the dentist is like waving me over. She's like, "See what we're getting out." So,
no, come on!
I have to watch the dentist take out this whatever that the bacteria crap is out of the gum line. And she's like, and at the same time, my wife is still kind of, you know, she's upset because she's in tremendous pain.
You think?
And the woman's just like, zoo, 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 baby, baby, zoo, 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 you're all right, baby, baby. I'm like, what is going
this
on?
This is
here?
Literally what the same story is going to tell us in May, you realize.
Oh,
the same story, word for word.
I can't wait.
Just not teeth.
Hey, good news is the dentist took out the tooth but didn't speak English. She also got a set of implants while she was in the chair.
The woman delivering delivering the baby is Dr. Chang. So
there you go. It's exactly the same.
But yeah, so it was not.
Oh my God, that is horrible.
But she is on the road to recovery.
Oh my God. Like my wife had her appendix taken out while she was pregnant. But I mean, they had to put her under clearly for that. But I mean, she was in a lot of discomfort clearly. But I mean, I don't know. I know that is horrible.
That might be the most racist show so far of 2016.
Well, the best part was, you know what time the appointment was.
Here we go. My God.
2:30. Play the sports music.
Hey!
Oh, it's the end of the NFL football season. And much like every year, at the end of the NFL football season, we decide to go over the picks we made at the beginning of the NFL football season and talk about how little we know about sports that we forget about by the beginning of the next football season. I'm very excited to see that happen.
I think that 2:30
two
is a call back to like episode 3. Very well done there, Jerry.
Tooth hurting.
That's the best joke.
Tooth hurting.
And I didn't even set it up. You totally set me up for a tooth hurting you, so I'm very excited about it. So before we do our own picks we did at the beginning of the year, I do want to say our picks league this year that everyone that listens, all 10 of you, joined in on, and some of your friends, because there were like 30 people playing. Excellent turnout. A lot of people stayed till the end. Our winner with 161 points, Loads of Fun.
I will contact
Loads of Fun after the show and see if he's interested, he or she is interested in coming on the show or a future show to win their prize. Otherwise, a $5 or more Radio for Winter prize pack will be coming to you, Loads of Fun. Thank you for playing.
I like how you said he or she.
Or she.
As if she.
She would be anyone other than your wife or your daughter.
She would be Loads of Fun.
Hey, you never know.
Loads of Fun.
Between the three of us, though, I do want to say I did not do very well this year.
Yes.
Tony came in eighth place overall with 153
Tony,
points.
Tony, good for you.
Don was in 15th place with 143 points.
I am... As I said, my resolution.
I'm at 19th place.
Hey!
With 124 points, only beating people who did not pick after the first week. It was horrible.
Lego Man beat you?
Oh, everybody beat me. I didn't pick last week at all. I was already so far behind, I didn't even bother picking. But I missed another week by accident.
Huh?
How old is Lego Man?
Lego Man 6.
You lost to a 6-year-old.
I lost to everybody. I was horrible this year. I made a lot of terrible picks.
Tooth hurdy.
Anyway, but as bad as I was at those picks, I think I was worse with our beginning of the season division winner picks.
Oh,
great.
Oh, wait a minute. All right. Yeah, where are we at with this?
So I'm going to score it this way because otherwise these are some sad scores. If you picked a team to either win the division or be a wild card and they're going to the playoffs either as the division winner or the wild card, you will get a point.
All right.
So, for example, if you picked the Steelers to win the division, but they're the wild card team, you get a point.
Okay.
All right.
Because
all
otherwise, right. In the NFC, all of us scored 0 points.
Well, now, okay, so are you going to read? How are you going to do this?
I'm going to do this just announcing the winners of the divisions and who we picked. So for the AFC East, the Patriots won the AFC East yet again.
All right.
Both Don and Tony picked the Patriots because they're not idiots. I picked the Dolphins.
Okay.
So I got 0 points. Tony and Don each scoring a point.
Are you sure you didn't pick them to have the first overall draft pick in the 2016 draft?
I clearly did not. So the AFC North, home of the Ravens,
yes.
I and Don picked the Ravens because they're guaranteed winners every year, but this year with a 5-11 record. So we get 0 points. Tony picked the Steelers.
Oh.
Now, they did not win the division. The Bengals won the division, but he does get a playoff point, so Tony scores a point. That's 2-1-0.
Who has zero?
Well. Me.
Nice.
AFC South, the Texans won. All of us picked the Colts. None of us got any points.
How the hell did that happen?
Injuries. It's the only way that happened. The AFC West, the Broncos won. Again, both Don and Tony, smart, picking the Broncos, each getting a point. Jeremy picks the Chargers, getting 0 points.
Did you pick them to move to Los Angeles?
I did not, but there's a good chance that happens. I hope St. Louis does not move, since they basically just told off
the entire
state.
They just told the whole state, like, to go F you.
And didn't the Raiders also apply?
Yes.
Raiders, Chargers, and St. Louis. They can only take, they could take all three, but they'll probably only take two or one, if any.
Yes, go ahead.
So then the wild cards
were
the Steelers and the Chiefs. Tony picked the Raiders and the Browns.
Nice, Tony.
Not great chances. Don picked the Chargers and the Bills, also 0 points. This is the only way I got any points in this at all was because I picked both the Patriots and the Steelers to be wild card teams.
Oh, look at you.
So I got 2 points, but...
Wait a minute. Now it makes sense, Tony. He's given the wild card picks as points because otherwise not everybody would have points. And the only person that wouldn't have points is him.
Me. You're right. Yeah. Well, okay, then let's go the other way. I will not count points that way. So therefore...
No, that's fine. You'd have to do
them,
math.
Fine.
You're fine.
Well, I have it down. Don and Jeremy have 2 points. Tony has three. In the NFC, again, if we picked actual teams.
Is there like a tiebreaker that requires us to have to do a sprint outside?
There
at some
is point? No tiebreaker this time. Thankfully, overall, I've just spoiled the game.
Okay.
The NFC East, the Redskins are winners. No one picked that because we've seen the Redskins every other year.
You know who else didn't pick that?
The Redskins.
The Redskins.
No one assumed that was going to happen. Don and Tony picked the Cowboys. I picked the Eagles. None of those get you any points.
You picked Chip Kelly to be fired.
I did not, but I'm surprised he got fired. But I guess there was a lot of drama going on there. A
lot of drama in Philly.
NFC North, the Vikings won. None of us picked that. We all picked the Packers.
Oh.
Now, they are a playoff team, so everyone gets a point there, too.
Right.
NFC South, the Panthers. None of us picked the Panthers. Don and me picked the Falcons. Not great choices. And Tony picked the Saints. Also a bad choice.
Yeah, ugh. Not good.
So no points there. AFC West, the Cardinals, the big winners. We all picked the Seahawks. Now, again, they are going to make the playoffs, so we all get a point. And then the wild card teams. I actually did not write down who the wild card teams were because I'm an idiot, but it's the Seahawks and the Packers. That's why I didn't write it down. Don picked the Eagles and the Cardinals. Again, the Cardinals make it, so he gets a point. I picked the Lions and the Cardinals. And Tony picked the Eagles and the Cardinals. So all of us score 3 points in the NFC, making the scores total. Tony with 6, Don and Jeremy with 5. Tony wins yet again.
Yeah, overall.
Now, it's still dismal picks. And if we actually had to pick, you know, based on wild cards or not, I think the most points anyone got was 3. So,
how many points would we have had you factored out
those wild card picks? Yeah. No one would have gotten any points in the NFC, so the score would have been 2-2-0.
So Tony and I would have tied.
Would have tied with 2 points. Because you both picked the Patriots and the Broncos.
So essentially you just declared Tony the winner and me and you tied. When in fact, Tony and I tied to win, right?
Let's be honest, no one wins when we talk about football. Nobody.
Hey, I got good news for you.
What's the good news?
43.
What's 43?
43 days to the Daytona 500, baby!
Oh, boy. Now everyone's totally turned off.
I wonder if anyone actually enjoys our recap of the season. I feel like no one does because it's not like we're a sports channel. And of course, we don't have any actual knowledge of sports, really.
Coach Nick joined this year, and he was very passionate about it, very angry and passionate about it, like in your face, like passionate about it. I don't know if he realizes that we really just don't care.
Hey, cool, my phone just died.
Oh.
So I will not have a song for the end of the show. So pick any song you like, Don, and I'll fill that in. But before we even get close to the end of the show, we still have to pick our picks for this weekend's games.
We have to pick our picks.
Are we doing that? Games. We just pick the overall winners. Picks in the preseason.
No, we have to pick each week.
Oh,
we're not going to go the whole way through the whole damn thing. That would be awful, because after the first week when we're all wrong, we have no picks correct. So we can just pick this weekend, unless you guys don't even want to do that.
Let's do it. I guarantee I will sweep with all the picks I will get this week right again. So let's go.
All right. Since my phone has died, would have had my notes on it for what order the games are in. Does anyone else want to look up the order of the games?
Was that what you were trying to do?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe. I mean, I would go ahead and give you the schedule, but I want to watch the two guys, the guy who is all the Ravens and a guy who's all Orioles. I'm going to have you guys give the schedule, so I'm going to stay away from this. I'm not going to even comment on the schedule, even though I could easily tell you all games and the times they're playing, but I won't do that.
I guarantee you don't know because I don't know.
I will let Don just
the last game. That is it.
Okay, here you go. You ready?
Sure thing. Saturday's games.
Chiefs-Texans.
Ooh, Chiefs at Texans. I think the Texans only made it in because of the injuries to the Colts, so I'm going to go and take the Chiefs.
Are you going to write these down?
No, because I'm going to listen back to the show later. Chiefs.
All right. Tony.
I agree with Jeremy, even though he's usually wrong.
I am also going to go ahead and pick the Kansas City Chiefs. I think
they've turned it around.
I think they're hot right now.
Hopefully, we all pick the same team for every game. That makes this segment even more painful for everybody listening.
Now we're definitely going to be shooting for that. That is Saturday, 4:20 on ESPN. And coming up at 8:15 on CBS, it is the division rival Steelers-Bengals.
Ooh.
This is a good game.
I'd love to see the Steelers lose, but I think they're going to win.
Tony?
I think the Steelers take the Bengals again.
The Bengals turn around this year in the playoffs. They beat the Steelers.
All right. I don't know. Is D'Angelo Williams still hurt?
I don't know who's playing.
Okay, good for you. You know it's football.
Yes.
All right. I want to go with the Bengals.
Okay, well, that at least gives us one different pick so far. This is going well.
All right, very good.
Sunday's game.
Sunday, 1 o'clock on NBC. It's the Seattle Seahawks at the Minnesota Vikings.
Ooh, that's a tough one. You'd think the Seahawks because they've been so good every other year, but I think this year the Vikings have been impressive, and they are playing at home, so I'm going to pick the Vikings. Tony.
Seahawks.
Yeah, they're playing in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian Peterson is running for his life.
Yes.
But there's a lot of veteran experience on that Seattle team. I'm going to go with the Seattle Seahawks.
All right. And I know the last game, which is Green Bay at the Redskins.
Green Bay at the Redskins. You can give me your phone, and I'll help you out.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, my God, you are not good with hand signals.
Well, you just kind of pointed at me a bunch. I thought you were asking me to.
You saw that I just got up to do something to help you out, but all right, fine.
I missed it.
All right, anyway, so you've got the last game, Packers-Redskins.
Now, normally I'd go with the Packers because the Redskins have been terrible, but the Packers have not looked good, and the Redskins for the last handful of games look great. And I listen to 106.7 every day, which means I'm already, like, I've been brainwashed into thinking they have a chance. I'm going Redskins.
Tony.
I can't believe I'm agreeing with Jeremy on this, but I have to say, I think the Redskins will pull off the upset this week and beat Green Bay. They're not going to win the game afterwards. But they will beat Green Bay this week.
The Redskins have played phenomenal at home this year.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal at home. And Kirk Cousins is about to get a $700 million contract, some sort of made-up number that's going to just not make any sense next year when they're back to being 3-13. I am going to go with the Washington Redskins on this one.
Oh, man, that guarantees. Congratulations, Green Bay Packers, on your sweep.
Congratulations, Packers, Vikings, Steelers, and Texans on your win in the first round of the NFL Super Bowl 50 playoffs.
All right, well, now everybody can turn their radios back up because everyone listens to this clearly on a radio.
How are they going to hear that?
I don't know. Doesn't really matter. No one's listening at this point anyway because now is the time we do our regular segment. We do every week on Radio for Winners. Radio for Winners and the news. That's right, Radio for Winners and the news. Every week we take 2 to 3 news stories that have nothing to do with football or NASCAR. And we talk about it and make everybody more aware of the world around them. We like to add facts in, take facts out. We're news teams.
I like that we give our picks without any insight.
What do you mean?
We give very limited insight to why we think a certain team will win.
I like their red hat.
That's not true. I gave insight. I asked about Adrian Peterson. I talked about Adrian Peterson. I asked about D'Angelo Williams. I talked about the Redskins' home record.
You were dying on fire.
I only know one player on the Texans.
And that is?
J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt.
Anyone knows on the Texans.
On Green Bay.
There he was, J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt. 6'7", all muscle, wearing his jersey.
Guys, we're not going to talk football because people don't want to hear it. But you know what the people that listen to the show do want to talk about?
I am reading the first news story. People don't want to talk about that either.
Oh, I guarantee more people want to hear about this than our football coverage. Netflix and DreamWorks are teaming up to make a Voltron reboot. Very exciting, guys.
I'm very excited about this. This is the point where we should have played the theme. However, Don's just not on it tonight.
It's
not
okay.
On his game. It's almost like he walked in here and just messed around with the board. There it is. From uncharted
regions of the now, were you guys big Voltron fans? I loved Lions Voltron. No
one
likes Lions
Cars Voltron. Voltron. Hated the Cars Defender Voltron. Don't understand why they even made that version of it. But I'd like to see a darker Voltron this year around.
Like all black?
If they do actually.
I think that was Thundercats.
No. Galaxy. Just Panther.
My question is.
Also, they didn't form into one giant Thundercat. That doesn't make any sense, Don.
No, I didn't watch any of that stuff. I was not into Voltron and or Thundercats.
You're too busy watching Chips.
I was very much into Chips.
And listening to AM radio.
And AM radio.
So, I mean, I'm excited about it because I think they're just trying to do a reboot, but still a cartoon. I don't think they're trying to do live action because that's essentially Power Rangers.
Is Robert Downey Jr. going to be in it?
Was he ever in it?
No, but I mean.
You're just a big Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah,
fan.
I mean, is Iron Man or Spider-Man going to be in it?
No, I think it's just going to be Voltron.
Oh.
You know, a few years ago, there was kind of a reboot. I think it was maybe like a short series, maybe even a couple episodes. I can't remember. But it was G.I. Joe Resolute.
Mm-hmm.
It was animated or cartoon. But they actually kill people on it. That's what I would like to see more. I want to see more of a violent Voltron. That would be what I would like to see.
Tony would like to see a violent Voltron.
I mean, you know, I can see that.
Okay.
Tony's very violent. We don't share that in the show very much. Tony's a very violent person. Well, there's a lot of remakes that have been done on and off throughout the last couple years. Another one that's coming up, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Wow.
I can't think of anything that needs to be remade less or should be watched in the original format less than the Rocky Horror Picture
Show.
Now,
wait a minute. Voltron, they're going to make it into a TV show?
Yeah. TV.
Oh, I thought it was a movie.
No, well, there is a movie apparently as well, but that's not what the current news is.
Okay. And then they're going to make a Rocky Horror Picture Show
movie.
Oh.
I can tell you, I've never seen the show. Or never seen the movie. I know we were talking before the show started. Jeremy somehow hates it, but he's seen it 20 times.
I've seen it easily 25 times. I hate it.
Does not make any sense.
Did you ever dress up and go?
No.
Yes,
I've never
have.
Gone to the theater
yes,
to see it.
Come
no,
on.
I have never. Not,
how many hot dogs
I would have. Don't get me wrong. I would have gone to the theater to see it during the time period where I had seen it. I am not a fan.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, man. I had a, there was a Halloween party.
Halloween.
A couple of years ago.
Howie.
And I walked upstairs around midnight, and they were playing the movie Rocky Horror Picture Show in the in one of like the main halls. And there was just this fat drunk woman dancing to like one of the big songs they do. That was just, it was gross. It was really gross. I wanted to throw a hot dog at her.
You might be proud of me. So this has nothing to do with what we're talking about. But I
fixed my fence. Gotta go. Show's over.
I'm watching a TV show. I'm watching that Netflix that Making a Murder.
You're wow. watching a current show.
I'm watching a current show.
I can't believe that's actually
yeah,
happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, please, for the love of God, don't ruin it for me.
All right, I will let you.
Don't
the
you
show,
please don't ruin it for me.
And then
I
we'll
swear.
Talk about it. Okay. So once you finish it, we'll talk.
Yeah, I'll
about
be
it.
I'll be done by Friday.
All right, we'll talk about it next week.
Please don't ruin it for me.
Won't ruin it.
Yeah, I, that I'm look in your eye. Don't. Look, I'll turn your volume all the way down. I swear to God, I won't turn.
That's
it back
all he's
up.
Been asking for 3 years, Don.
But that is a fascinating show. Are you watching it, Jeremy?
I don't have Netflix. I don't have Netflix.
Why don't you just get Tony's login?
I think he has yours.
He'll send it. He'll send it to you. He'll send it to you. But yeah, I'm watching it, so I look forward to talking about that possibly next week.
Well, that is going to be exciting.
If you want to stay later, you can snuggle with my wife and I in bed and watch it tonight.
I might take you up on that because it means it's not going back to my house. Because so far, 2016 has been so good. I can't wait to see what happens next. Other people had a fabulous 2015, like this next story. A Powerball winner from February 2015 in North Carolina won $88 million. Now, a lot of people, when they win a lot of money, would take a cruise, maybe buy a new house, maybe buy some land. Now, she was bailing her boyfriend out of jail a lot.
A lot.
A lot. $9 million in bail money so far. It's been less than one calendar year since she won $88 million, and she's blown more than 10% of it on bailing her boyfriend out of jail.
How big do you think his penis is?
I was not part of the news story. I'm going to guess bigger than mine just by average.
I mean, she is worth $88
million. Well, now she's worth $79. I'm good at math. $79 million.
88 minus 9, 77.
It's close. It's very close.
And you don't like NASCAR.
I do like NASCAR.
Now, I remember when she won, because she was in from North Carolina, which is relatively a town, small town, but relatively close to where I am. And instead of going, if you won the lottery, like, for example, the Powerball drawing that they're doing Wednesday night, we'll see if anybody wins, I guess, after this. We'll see if it's still going up or not. But if you won the lottery, would you go to a financial advisor first, or would you go on TV and let everybody know you won?
I would probably wait. In fact, if it was a state where you had to announce who you were, therefore, you know, go on TV and be public, I would wait almost the full year because you have a year to claim lottery winnings.
Now, not even claim the ticket, though. Like, not go, like, to the lottery and be on, in, you know, in the media and claim it. Just go on TV and tell everybody you won.
Oh. No, I wouldn't do that at all. That sounds like a recipe for people to constantly call you and beg for money.
I don't.
That's what she did.
I don't think you would go see a financial advisor if you won that money.
No, I would vanish. You guys would never see me again. I would wait almost the full year. You'd never know I won the money, and all of a sudden, you'd never see me again.
Hey, you remember that GameStop that used to be up there? The windows are now blackened out, and apparently Jeremy
moved
lives there.
I to a GameStop. That's what I do with my millions? I'm an idiot.
Yes, that's the point.
Instead, I'd buy some ridiculous island.
No, you wouldn't. Gibson Island.
Just some ridiculous island that I would sit on and go, what the fuck do I do now?
Ken
Island. I don't know what I'm doing. Pretend I'm surviving.
What I don't get, though, about that story is I guess she paid the first bill, which was around $3 million.
For,
but how's the,
for heroin how's tracking.
How is the bail at $12 million?
Well, it keeps going understand. Up. It's several times worth. It's not one time for the $9
million.
Wait a minute.
Going does, up. Does he forfeit the bond? Like,
well,
I mean,
he, you know, that you get him out and you go to court, and he was found guilty, and then he was out on parole. And he violated his parole, and
so
he was found guilty again.
So he forfeited the bond. He's yeah. he okay. So he's done that. He's done that $9 million worth of time.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
That should it be $9 million? I mean, the guy's, I'm assuming he's not a major player in the heroin business. What's his nickname again?
Well, his real name is Lamar McDowell. His nickname, according to the article, Hot Sauce.
So, you know,
what I mean?
Why wouldn't you pay $9 million to get Hot Sauce out of jail?
Hey, you know a guy by the name that goes by Hot Sauce has got a big wang.
I don't think Hot Sauce is the Pablo Escobar of like North Carolina. So I don't understand why his bond would be $12 million or,
hey, what's up, sugar?
Or $9 million.
Well, if he's doing heroin trafficking, they probably are hoping he's going to lead them to someone else.
How about a little Hot Sauce?
But either way, it doesn't matter because his girlfriend has $88 million. She's willing to spend it all to get him out of jail.
And now, according to Jeremy, she has 77 left.
77 left. She spent
77.
77. I think I'm having a stroke, guys. That's how 2016 is going to start. I'm going to get a stroke in the middle of the news.
She probably has less than $50 million at this point, right?
Absolutely.
Was, I don't know if it was 88 before taxes, because if it was, then yes, it's already 50
after
before.
Taxes.
Okay. Then,
but, yeah, I think, like, her friends, how many friends have gone up to her now? And
just a million. Just a million.
There's Cheryl down the street.
That's all I need is a million. Just 500,000. It's just, it's pocket change to you now. Mm. Yeah, that's why I'd be afraid to let anyone know I won the lottery. Relatives I haven't spoken to forever.
I don't think you'd tell his wife.
No, I'm telling you right now. A year from now, you would just not see me show up one Wednesday at the Beat Lab. No one would ever know what happened.
His wife's gone. Have you seen Jeremy? No.
He said he was going to get some milk, and he's never come back.
Never been there. Never seen him.
But if I did win $88 million, maybe I would start a restaurant. And hopefully if I start a restaurant, I would have an amazing theme. Like this next news story. In Melbourne, Australia, or Melbourne, Australia, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, a man has opened a restaurant that is dedicated to one of television's greatest heroes. Open the door. Welcome to George's Place.
By George, you mean George Papadopoulos.
Costanza. I would rather go to George Papadopoulos' restaurant. They only serve a man-eating sandwich. That's a joke for one person. Everyone enjoys that. George Costanza restaurant. Its theme is just George Costanza. It's covered in sayings from George Costanza. I believe the menu has many George Costanza-themed items. I hate this theme. I hate it.
Really?
I hate the Seinfeld theme.
Of all the themes that are out there, you hate this one?
And I'll tell you why right now. So one time, I was getting beaten in the back of this alley. No, we went to, my wife and I went to St. Augustine. And outside of the wax museum, they had a Seinfeld, like, right in the window. And they just played this theme over and over again for about 3 hours while we were eating dinner. So I can no longer hear this theme. And also, I hate slap bass.
It's not really slap bass. It's all, like, digitally done.
It sounds like bad slap bass. I hate it. It's so bad. But yeah, anyway, so at George's Place, that's a horrible idea for a restaurant. Like, what else? What would be the purpose of, like, there's nothing food-related about George, except for the trifecta.
Didn't he get the large salad? No?
I don't remember.
I can't believe we're a full minute into this, this story. And
why is
out.
There a whole...
There
salad?
We go.
Why?
That's the whole reason we did the news.
Why does George need his own restaurant?
Man, it's like having him here live.
Well, so far there is no tie at all to the actual, like, Jason Alexander. I don't think he's done anything with the restaurant. I don't think he's made an appearance. I don't think he has any knowledge of the restaurant. I don't think he needs to.
Does the restaurant look like the diner, or is it just the
menu? It's
just
the menu has some George Costanza-themed items, but otherwise it's just a restaurant. It has nothing to do with Seinfeld in any way, shape, or form.
No soup for you!
Whoa.
Wow.
Well, 2016's looking up, guys. No matter what happens the rest of 2016.
I got more time, since I don't have to sing the closing song anymore, I've got more time on my hands to work on my impressions.
You thought maybe Preview Doesn't Soup Nazi was a hit? You need to do a lot of that this year?
Yeah. I guess we got Soup Nazi versus Tony's Chinese impression. The impression game for 2016.
It's going to be an incredible impression game.
Are you singing out?
I'm not going to sing out.
I thought you said you were going to do.
I say a lot of things I don't mean, Don.
Our fans want them.
It's not going to happen.
Who is this? What is
this? This is Devo. This is Beautiful World. I told you that.
Like the
hit.
Real Devo or...
What other Devo would I mean?
The cover band.
No, this is the real Devo playing Beautiful World. Because 2016 has already started off great. It can't get any worse than it is right now. Donald Trump will be president at the end of the year.
I see trees.
North Koreans just tested a hydrogen bomb. This is a good mix. Good mix.
Sound like David Byrne.
That's Devo.
Are they still wearing the hats?
They no longer tour.
Huh?
They're no longer playing.
Who sang the safety dance?
One of them died.
Men Without Hats. Men Without Hats were big. Not Devo.
Devo wore the little, like, orange cone hats or the little red hats,
like,
right?
Lego red hats, yeah. On the Whippet video.
But then the people that sang...
Somebody at the show did a cover of Devo? They did Devo cover?
All Devo covers all night long. It was amazing.
Did they know any songs? Did anybody else recognize Devo songs?
Yes, everybody there was waiting. It was the best live performance I've seen in 2016.
Tony, every one of the people that were there knew all the songs that were played by Devo, and every one of them left to catch the midnight showing of the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
No chance. More people were into Devo and were at that show than cared one word of our football coverage tonight. So.
That's not nice.
It's true. I'm going to get a lot of complaints. Facebook page is going to be on fire. Happy 2016.
I'm off Facebook again.
That's for next week. Is that a new thing for us? We do a teaser? Tune in next week when we talk about Tony being off Facebook. But by then, he'll be back on.
And we'll talk about making a murderer.
Yes, please. I swear to God, Tony, I will turn your volume right down.
Not going to say anything.
Turn it. Cat.
Kevin Spacey is Kaiser Soze.
I will tell you, though, I'll come back this week and have like a bunch of conference calls where they immediately said Happy New Year in the beginning, which is so annoying. Didn't happen. I have not gotten one Happy New Year.
Instead, it was like, okay, asshole, here's what we're going to do.
I just think people don't like me. That's the problem.
None of us are arguing.
I was wondering the same thing. Yep, nobody, nope. Tony, everybody loves you. No one doesn't. No one doesn't hate you. See you next week.
Yeah.
It's not for me. It's a beautiful world. For you. It's a beautiful world. For you. It's a beautiful world. For you.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.